the newest iPhone app is a longtime pilot favorite. Avadyne's new FMS is certified by the FAA. And Cessna announces two new fleet sales. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack in Lakeland, Florida. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, April 23rd, 2009. Hilton Software LLC has announced the app that much of the aviation world has been waiting for, WingX for the iPhone and the iPod Touch. The software enables pilots to easily access pre-flight and in-flight information on the popular mobile devices. CEO Dr. Hilton Goldstein commented, quote, "iPhone is an amazing platform for the display of onboard approach charts, airport diagrams, animated radar, and many other weather images. WingX for iPhone provides fast access to a very comprehensive AFD, METARs, TAFs, winds aloft, temperature aloft, route planning, TFRs, and FARs," unquote. Because all charts and diagrams are stored internally, the application does not require an internet connection to be used in flight. WingX for the iPhone runs on iPhone, iPhone 3G, and iPod Touch, and should be available in May at the Apple App Store for wireless downloads. Closely following this week's news of Avadyne's receipt of an FAA TSO for its Integra Release 9 flight deck, the company reports receipt of certification of its new Integra FMS 900W WAS-enabled GPS NavCom flight management system. The new FMS is designed to reduce workload for single-pilot IFR. The FMS 900W uses state-of-the-art VHF and GPS technology to achieve advanced capabilities with Avadyne's trademark ease of use. The TSO covers retrofits for existing Cirrus SR-20 and 22 aircraft. You can find more details at aero-news.net. Here in Lakeland, the first thing you notice at Cessna's display this year is not a new plane, but rather the large posters displaying recent company advertising messages in support of business aviation. My favorite reads in part, quote, "Timidity didn't get you this far. Why put it in your business plan now?" unquote. What's known generally as the RISE campaign features messages promoting business aircraft not only as business tools, but as outward indicators of companies which have what it takes to lead the economy out of recession. Cessna CEO Jack Pelton recently commented in his keynote address at AEA, quote, "Even without the global economic and credit crisis and the public relations issues we're facing, this would be a year of tackling big issues that have long-term, monumental consequences for our industry. This is a pivotal time for our industry in so many areas. How we perform as individual companies and as an industry will determine our future. Cessna has chosen not to focus on staying dry during this storm. Rather, we are out front fighting the storm," unquote. As if on cue, Cessna has announced two fleet deals significant to its piston business. The Civil Air Patrol has ordered 19 new 182T Skylanes. The nonprofit auxiliary to the U.S. Air Force has the largest fleet of Cessna single-engine aircraft in the world, now numbering over 500. The University of North Dakota has ordered 13 more Cessna 172S Skyhawks for the flight line at its John D. Odegaard School of Aerospace Sciences. UND Aerospace expects to log 120,000 hours this year on its fleet of more than 120 aircraft. The school bought 25 Skyhawks in 2008. Up next on ANN, Wichita dresses down to aid displaced aerospace workers. NASA prepares a final review of STS-125 readiness. And the NTSB investigates an unexplained instruction from a controller. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for April 23rd. I'm Paul Plack in Lakeland, Florida. The Wichita Aero Club, in cooperation with the United Way of the Plains, will raise funds for displaced workers by hosting an evening gala and silent auction at 7 p.m. June 6th at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Wichita, Kansas. The No Black Tie, Black Tie Ball will feature Tom Poberesny, Chief Executive Officer of the Experimental Aircraft Association, and the unveiling of the Wichita Aero Club Trophy, which will be presented to a person or organization with ties to the local community who has contributed significantly to the advancement of aviation during the previous calendar year or over an extended period. The novel event encourages attendees to take the money they'd spend on renting formal wear and use it instead to bid on items in the silent auction. Funds raised will be used to help the 10,000 displaced aerospace workers in the Wichita area. Club Executive Director Dave Franson says the new trophy will be unveiled, but not presented, this year, in a nod to the tough economy. Quote, "Instead of an event that simply celebrates accomplishment, we're collaborating with the United Way of the Plains to do something that will literally provide a way to help people in need," unquote. On April 30th, NASA executives will begin their final review of the shuttle Atlantis's readiness before confirming a firm launch date for the STS-125 mission to service the Hubble Space Telescope. The tentative schedule is May 12th at 1:31 p.m. Eastern Time. During the 11-day mission, 5 spacewalks will be conducted to install 2 new instruments, repair 2 inactive ones, and perform component replacements to keep the telescope functioning into at least 2014. Yesterday, the mission payload was loaded into Atlantis's cargo bay. A preliminary report from the National Transportation Safety Board leaves some questions regarding the circumstances surrounding the April 11th in-flight breakup of a Piper PA-24-250 during an uncontrolled descent in California. The board reports the plane was on an IFR flight plan in visual meteorological conditions and on descent into Brownfield Municipal Airport. The pilot reported to controllers at SoCal that he was 29 miles out and descending from 6,200 to 4,000 feet. That would have taken him through a reported overcast layer at 4,800. About 2.5 minutes later, a controller instructed the pilot to descend to 2,600 and, quote, "keep your speed up and maintain maximum forward speed," unquote. A few seconds later, radar records showed the plane descending at about 6,000 feet per minute in a clockwise spiral. A witness said he saw fire and falling debris, and investigators found evidence the wing separated and struck the tail. The pilot and a passenger died. It's not clear why the controller gave that instruction to maintain maximum forward speed. A final NTSB report on probable cause is likely a year off. Still ahead, Cessna promotes safety through technology. ATP's newest location opens May 4th. And an unusual Canadian kit plane becomes the newest LSA and the largest. You're listening to Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WAAS GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin WAAS GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, April 23rd. In Lakeland, Florida, I'm Paul Plack. Cessna says it's nearing approval from the FAA to host a flight instructor safety stand-down, a first for any aircraft OEM. Cessna VP of Flight Operations Will Dirks says the training seminar is designed for current and prospective flight instructors and emphasizes using new technology to enhance aviation safety. The course will also serve as a flight instructor refresher clinic. The 18-hour course was designed by Cessna flight instructors and is scheduled for May 30th and 31st in St. Louis. Just a few miles down US 27 from here, National flight training provider ATP reports an enthusiastic response to news of its new training location in Tampa. The new location will offer single and multi-engine flight training from private through ATP, including the company's airline career pilot program. The company has announced plans to open 5 new centers across the U.S. in 2009 to bring its low-cost training model to more prospective students. Tampa will open May 4th at St. Petersburg Clearwater Airport, next door to the signature FBO. San Diego opened in February, and Charlotte is scheduled to open next month. Other centers are planned for Indianapolis and Oakland. And finally today, depending on who's keeping track, there are now either 97 or 98 entries in the crowded U.S. light sport aircraft market segment. At least one manufacturer has come up with a novel way to stand out from the pack. The EcoFlyer has some features that look like many other LSAs, including Jabiru power, carbon fiber construction, and a claimed top speed of 138 miles per hour. But similarities quickly fade when you look inside at the interior, which has 152 cubic feet of space. The manufacturer, Explorer Aeronautique of Canada, says the cabin dimensions are 54 inches wide, 53 inches high, and 13 feet long. The display model here at Lakeland features a table set with dishes behind the seats, and the company notes there's plenty of room if you want sleeping quarters for two back there. Now, if that suggestion already has you thinking about one light sport in particular, you may want to plan ahead. With LSAs limited to 2 occupants, you might want to order an autopilot. The company says it's delivered 9 of its kits, all now flying. Regarding the name EcoFlyer, a representative at Lakeland told ANN there's nothing particularly green about the plane. They just like the sound of the name. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, a few minutes with Kit Fox President John McBean, who yesterday announced the company's new special light sport aircraft, the Supersport, is now available. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, Odeo, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.